Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to live your life by design in 2009? Well, then sit back, relax, and enjoy an empowering conversation to advance and enhance your life. And now, your host, Ms. Kathy Holloway Hill and Mr. Tony Lamont.
Good evening, listeners, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I cannot believe 2008 is gone and completed. You have Kathy Holloway Hill with you this evening.
And Tony Lamont.
And we are so excited to bring you our new and improved show. We have so many fabulous things on tap for the year 2009. And we even have a new and improved version of Blog Talk Radio, as I'm sure most of you have already observed. And it's very interesting, to say the least. And I just want to start out by once again thanking all of our listeners for supporting us in the year 2008. 2008 was a fabulous year, and we really do appreciate everything that you did to support us and listen to our show and send us emails. And we have quite a few surprises for you. We have some contests coming up this year. We have several listener appreciation shows and just a fabulous lineup of empowering guests, and I think you're going to be very, very pleased. So stay tuned for that in the upcoming weeks, because we will be making quite a few announcements as we progress along in our journey. And this is the year for empowerment. We have several themes that we're going to focus on this year. One of the main themes we're going to focus on is grow your glow. And growing your glow is great light of wisdom, because we all have that. And we are going to have a contest that focuses on that. So we intend to help you live your life by design in 2009, and we have a lot of special ways to make that happen. So what I would like to do, we have a fabulous topic in store this evening. The trend of podcasting is just absolutely hot as fire right now. I mean, it is really on fire, and we have a fabulous guest that's going to be sharing her insight and all of her knowledge and experience on that area, as well as how to turn some of your articles into ebooks and audio, using audio to grow your business. And it's just going to be a great, 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 great show tonight. So I am really excited about that. Before we get into that, though, I want to just give you a preview of one of our upcoming listener appreciation shows. We have several on tap, but I think this is one that you're going to be very, very excited about. So I'm just going to share a little bit about what you're going to be sharing, what we're going to be sharing with you in the year 2009. So here we go.
Coming to Living by Design. He's strong. He's charismatic. He's a billionaire. He's the most admired character on The Young and the Restless. He's Victor Newman.
You won't think this is funny when my experts find your fingerprints all over the notebook. Did you write it yourself, or did you have someone write it for you?
He's ruthless.
I didn't murder anyone, but when I get out of here, I may change my mind about that.
Coming to Living by Design, Mr. Eric Braeden, also known as Victor Newman from The Young and the Restless. Tune in for an exciting show. Call in and speak to your favorite Y&R personality, Mr. Victor Newman.
So I think that's one you're going to be very, very excited about. And that's one of those shows that you may want to tune in live. I know archives are great, but that's one of those shows that I think you really need to be here. I think you're going to want to talk to one of your favorite favorite YNR characters, if not the most popular character on YNR. So he also has a movie that's going to be released soon, and we'll be talking to him about that. So stay tuned. Now, as we move forward, we're going to just go ahead and talk a little bit about our featured topic this evening. And our guest, Miss Sandy Weaver Carmen, is a fabulous individual, and she is so well-versed in her craft. She's a writer, a voice and producer of radio commercials, as well as in radio management. And she has worked at so many different television stations and radio stations in just all over the country. And actually, her focus is voice work, and her home studio is broadcast quality. So I am going to bring Sandy Weaver Carmen on the line. Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I am so glad to have you on our show.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy about this topic because I understand that podcasting is just super-duper red-hot right now. It is just
huge,
really,
exploding.
Really the trend.
Yeah, it is. It is. First of all, can I just tell you that it is so weird to be on the other side of the interview? After 30 years in radio, I've interviewed all kinds of people, and it feels so bizarre to be on the other side of the interview. So, Kathy, please be gentle with me.
Oh, no problem. I'm very gentle.
You are a sweetheart. I love your work.
I know. Thank you so much. I'm a fan of yours as well. Well, you know, that's a good segue in. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about your background? Because, you know, as you mentioned, you're on the other side of the interview now. So tell our listeners a little bit about your background and your history and some of the things that you've done.
I started in radio, and y'all can just do the math and figure it out. I started in radio right out of high school, and it was one of those things where it's a perfect mesh for my abilities because I'd always done theater. I'd always done helping read the textbooks for students at schools when they couldn't follow along in class because they didn't have the reading skills. Teachers would have me read the textbooks to tape. So talking and doing voice work is something I've done literally since I was 10. And when I got out of high school, I just didn't really know what I was going to do when I grew up. Hello, you're grown up now. And it occurred to me one day that there was a guy talking in between my two favorite songs on the radio, and I figured he was probably getting paid for that.
Mm.
So I did a little research and landed my first job in radio about 3 months later. It really worked out really well, but it's been a fabulous ride. I did 30 years in radio. On the other side of the interview chair from where I am now, I've talked to people like Garth Brooks and Jimmy Buffett and Paula Abdul, Elizabeth Dole, John Walsh, Joe Gibbs. It's a lot of fun to do interviews, as you know, because you're a very good interviewer, Kathy. It's very odd to be on this side of it.
I know. It's exciting. Odd, but very exciting.
It is.
And, you know, I want to get to podcasting in a minute, but, you know, let's first kind of start out a little bit by explaining the benefits of audio services because, to be very honest, I'm not well-versed that much on podcasting, so I'm going to be learning quite a bit myself as we go through this interview. So when you talk about audio services, and what exactly does that mean, and how can they incorporate that into marketing their business?
There's an awful lot of different ways, and the hot thing right now is repurposing. With the economy and the slump that it's in right now, there are a lot of people who are looking to improve the skills that they already have or maybe figure out a different direction for their life and go in a different way. So they're going to sales coaches, they're going to business coaches, career coaches, life coaches to help them decide about their next step. There's a lot of unemployed people who are looking for what's next in 2009 for them. And a lot of the coaches are turning to me to help them be able to come up to speed really fast because they've got more demand than they've dealt with for a long time. And a lot of them are resonating with the idea of repurposing materials that they already have and they already use, maybe articles that they've written, and you can take a series of articles on, say, being a better public speaker and turn those into an e-course that you can sell on your website. Maybe taking a series of tips, like 10 steps to being a better salesperson, and turn those into bonuses for signing up for a newsletter. Taking a seminar and turning it into a free CD in exchange for a physical address. But you see, what the business owner is getting out of their website is a physical address. They're getting a good email address. They're getting a chance to get somebody hooked and into the big part of their sales funnel, because we all have a little bit of sales we have to do.
That's
in order to stay alive. And so you've got to look at it as a funnel. You've got the big end of the sales funnel, and that's where you put all your free stuff or your very low price stuff. And then as people realize what you have to offer and the wisdom that you have to offer or the skills that you can help them develop, they're going to come deeper and deeper into your funnel, and they'll buy your higher and higher price stuff. Now, podcasting is incredibly hot right now. It allows people...
What I hear.
Yeah, because you're doing it. It allows people to have access to an amazing array of information on their own schedule, which is the cool part about podcasting. That's the way the internet is changing our life. I am not exactly a spring chicken. I absolutely adore the internet, and I think internet marketing is one of the most fun things to learn and one of the most challenging things to try to master that I've ever run across. Because people are changing their behavior based on the fact that the internet is sitting there for them 24/7. Do I need to go watch the 6 o'clock news? Heck no. Do I need to subscribe to a newspaper that's going to get ink all over my hands? No. I can get what I want by going to Google and, you know, bookmarking a few pages. And if I want some audio on something, I can Google and ask for audio, and it just is there. People are looking at the way they gather information in a completely different way than they did even 10 years ago. And that's where audio is really coming into play. Podcasting is really hot. It's very, very good tool for business owners to use, but you got to use it right.
That's the key, using it right.
Exactly. There are a lot of people who are putting audio out there, and they're not doing it correctly. They're not using it in a friendly form. They're using it as a big old sales tool. Which obviously it is, but it doesn't need to sound like one. It needs to sound like helpful information from a friend, because that's how a person is listening on their computer. Computers have speakers. Somebody's sitting in their office or in their dorm room, or they're in their car and they're listening because they've downloaded a podcast onto their iPod and they've got it docked and they're listening. They don't want to hear somebody announcing to them. They want to hear somebody talking to them, giving them information they can use.
Exactly. And yeah. For our listeners, and actually for myself too, I am not, like I said, I am not a big, I'm not very knowledgeable about it. So talk a little bit about exactly how you can get started to, let's say you have some audio. Let's say you have some articles or whatever you can use to do podcasting. Let's say you already have the materials. How do you get started to actually podcast it?
Well, the technical piece of it is outside of my realm of expertise. I have my web mistress take care of that for me. But basically, there are podcasting sites that you can go to and sign up for a podcasting account. And boom, you're a podcaster. You need a little bit of a microphone. A lot of people use a very low-quality headset microphone, and those are okay. But for $100, you can buy a really good microphone at a guitar store, or you know, any kind of an audio store. There are USB microphone plugins that sound really good. So I would suggest that if you're going to be a podcaster, don't go with a really icky microphone. Go with a microphone. I mean, it might cost you $100, but the difference in the audio quality is going to be very noticeable to the listener. And poor audio is very fatiguing to the ear. So unless your message is incredibly compelling, if your audio is poor, somebody's not going to listen to you. They're going to turn you off and dump you. They might hit the delete button if they've downloaded you.
Right, right. Now, when you talk about podcasting, I know there's something called an RSS feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that fit into the whole equation of this thing?
Anytime you update your podcast, anybody who has subscribed to your RSS feed will get notified that you have put new audio up. So that works really well. It's just exactly like if somebody subscribes to your blog, then you put up new audio, boom, they get a notification. Hey, guess what? Kathy's put up some new audio. Go listen to her. She's got a new blog up. She's got a new post up. She's got a new podcast up.
And does it just automatically go to them? Does it just automatically download to them if they have subscribed?
It doesn't necessarily. No, if they subscribe to it, they get a notification that there's new audio, is my understanding of the way that it works. That's the way it works when I subscribe to somebody's feeds.
Okay.
I get a notification. Mine shows up in my Outlook box. I've got an RSS feed file there, and that's where they show up. And it's like, hey, look, Frank Murphy just put up a new blog. Okay, let's go look and see what Frank says.
Okay. Now, and I do understand that there are quite a few podcast directory websites.
There probably are. There's podcasts everywhere. The one that is the most famous one, the one that almost everyone uses, of course, is iTunes. And if you are doing podcasting, iTunes doesn't host your audio. You have to host your audio someplace else. It has to have a web address.
Okay.
But once you put your pods up, it's just silly not to go to iTunes and set up your own store. And inside the iTunes store, you can set up a little free store. And if you want to give away your audio, that's great. If you want to sell it for a little bit, that's fine too. But you just set up your account in iTunes and plug your pods in. And somebody can look and say, oh, look, I want to listen to articles about gardening with petunias today. And so they'll search the iTunes store for gardening with petunias audio, and they'll find your podcast.
Okay. Is that how?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I can just barely. Is that Tony?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tony.
Can you barely hear me?
Well, that's better.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What I wanted to ask
is, for our listeners, you're talking about a lot of folks retraining themselves, understanding. What is the advantage? I mean, I know what the advantage is, and Kathy and I have discussed this in detail about the possibilities of doing some things with this show. But for our listeners, the advantage, because they think it's a very expensive thing, but it's really not in comparison. Could you let them know, because in the old way of doing things, you had to spend a lot of money to reach a few people. Now it's a lot different. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, the Internet makes the whole world different. The Internet opens up every possibility, and not only are the possibilities limitless, you can take your imagination and come up with possibilities that nobody ever even thought they could think of. So whatever you want to do, you can do on the Internet. It's very cool. And podcasting, if you do it right, you can reach a bazillion people. Now, the ways to do Internet marketing and make something be high traffic, that kind of gets into an esoteric form that I'm not going to be your expert on. But it's not hard to do. And if you're compelling, if you're interesting, if you have fresh information, if you update your page, the more often you update your pods, the better. And then, of course, every time you update, you go Twitter about it, and that updates everything else that you've got Twitter connected to, and the whole world knows that you're changing something. And matter of fact, I Twittered that I was being interviewed on this show just before I dialed in. So everybody that I'm connected to on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all the other pages just got told, hey, listen to Kathy and Tony's show. It's that kind of thing that if you figure out how you can connect it, you can touch a bazillion people in a very short period of time.
I understand.
I'm not sure I answered your question, Tony.
No, you did. You did, because that's what I wanted the listeners to know. I wanted them to know that in comparison, because there's an old way of thinking, and a lot of people think it's a very expensive scenario, and it's really not getting a great deal of information out, and it's limitless how many people you can reach for a very small amount of money.
Exactly. Or no. I started my voice work business in March of 2008. So March of last year, it's not even a year old yet. And I researched how to make my web page findable and how to make that happen quickly. Because I know when you put a web page up, it takes the search engine 6 months to find them. And I didn't want it to take that long. So I found out, well, you set up a blog, and you point your blog to your web page. And then you set up some links on your blog. And then you set up some Google Ads here and there. And then you update your blog every day so that every day it points to your website. And you use your search terms that are embedded into your website in your blog. And within 2 months, I'm on the front page of Google. And that cost no money. I didn't buy that advertising space. That's just a little bit of knowing what you're doing. And a lot of just stick to it. It doesn't matter if you do something perfectly. If you're consistent at it, you're going to succeed.
Right, right. Great.
Now, I have a couple of questions from the chat room, and one of our chatters in the chat room wants to know, what's the best way to get up your search engine findings in iTunes?
You know what? I am not an iTunes aficionado. That's not something that I'm good at.
And I'm thinking that's probably something that, and Carol, you could probably do a Google search on iTunes, or you could do a Google search on podcasting iTunes, and I bet that question would come up.
I'm sure that it would. It is a little tough when you go to the iTunes page to figure out exactly where podcasts fit, because mainly iTunes is considered to be a music source, but it hosts a ton of blogs.
Right.
And a ton of pods, and you can find them eventually.
And she's also asking about connecting all the social media platforms. Is there a way to
connect? Oh, that's fun.
Is that fun?
I love her. What is her name?
Carol.
Is it Carol?
Mm-hmm.
Carol, darling, thank you. Thank you for chatting in, my dear. Connecting the social platforms can be one of the things that causes your hair to look like a reverse mohawk.
Oh, no.
Most of them have. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Most of them have little widgets and or little apps, and you just look for their apps page or their widgets page and go in and just search for the correct app to use on MySpace to make Twitter update on MySpace and the correct app to make Facebook update on LinkedIn. Most of the apps are there. You just have to search for them on all the different social networking sites that you use, and you can find them. But sometimes they don't work. I have a hard time. I think MySpace is one of the tougher ones to get apps to work in, unless it's an app that was designed specifically for MySpace.
Okay, okay. And, Sandy, if you don't mind real quick, I'm just going to go to the lines here to make sure that this person is just listening and doesn't have a question. So
okay.
I'm going to pull in area code 513. You're on the line. Are you just listening, or do you have a question?
Stella Platinum VIP, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Miss Natasha. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. Thank you. Okay,
good.
Just driving around here in Cincinnati and told you I would either – be in a chat room or call.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll just keep you muted. So if you do have a question, I'll bring you back on.
Actually, I do have a comment. Someone was asking about how to upload on iTunes.
Right.
Okay. I think I know how to do that if you'd like me to share it.
Oh, you know, that would be great. Actually, someone in the chat room asked that question. But you know what? For the sake of time, why don't you just email that answer to me, and then I'll make sure, because I see the person that asked the question, and I'll make sure that she gets that information.
Not a problem. It's
really
real simple.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Thanks for listening. I'm going to meet you back.
Okay.
All righty. Now, let's talk a little bit. Let's change gears here and talk a little bit about changing your articles into ebooks. Now, I know that's a really, really big one for me and for several of my clients, because I know that's something that they're really interested in doing, because ebooks is also a very hot item right now.
Exactly. Anytime you can take stuff that you already have, that you wrote, that you've collected, that you've somehow amassed over the years, and you can take that and repurpose it, turn it into an ebook, turn it into a series, an autoresponder e-course, turn it into a series of tips. Anytime you can take things that you already have and repurpose them and make money out of them, what's not to like about that? It's no extra work, because your articles and your writing is already existent. So if you can take it and turn it into a book, that's fabulous. And one of the cool things with internet marketing is bundling. People will buy a book. Sure, they will. They will like to download a book. But wouldn't they rather download the book and the audio? This is actually a true story. I do a lot of audiobooks for clients, and had one guy call me and say, "You saved my life."
Wow.
And I didn't even know his name and couldn't imagine how I'd saved his life. It was a Friday night. He was the best man at his lifelong best friend's wedding the following morning. I think it was a 10 o'clock ceremony, and he hadn't written the toast yet. And so he was Googling great wedding toasts and ran across a marketer site that had the actual book that you could download, but also there was a bundle so you could get an audio version, and I had recorded the audio version of it. And it was a great book to do, and it was perfect toast for every occasion, weddings especially. And he had not been able to tie his tie, so he had docked his iPod, but he downloaded the book into his iPod and was listening to all these things that I was telling him. You might think about this, you might, you know, think about what the groom loves, what does the bride love, what do they do together, think about that, and then you know, if it happens to be gardening, here's some good toasts. If it happens to be hang gliding, here's some good toasts. And he was listening as he was getting ready for the wedding and found the perfect toast in there with about 37 minutes to spare, I think he told me. I know people have cut it a little closer than that, but that book was completely, the author didn't even write it. The author sat down and did a Google search on great toasts and collected all the fun toasts that they came up with, stuck it together, wrote an introduction, wrote it in conclusion, put it, you know, put up a website, emailed me, said, Sandy, can you do the audio? Sent me the audio, you know, sent me the script. I had the audio back to them in a couple of days, and boom, by the weekend, they're making money. What's not to love about that? They didn't do anything. They paid me for a little bit. They put up a web page with some really, really, really search-intensive words in it. So they knew how to get the page found.
Now, one of our chatters in the chat room, Jason, thank you, Jason, he is offering some information. He says OpenOffice is free and will convert your docs to ebooks automatically.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
And then he also put another one, AudioCity.com. AudioCity.com is free as well. So
and
those
that
are,
will do. That.
Those, go ahead.
I was going to say, now does that convert your ebook into audio? Because that's a competitor. I'm not going to be happy about that one, Jason. No, that's good. It's a good resource. It's a good resource to have.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. Now, Sandy, they're asking for your website. So let me put your website URL in the chat room.
Okay. It is voiceworkondemand.com.
All one word. Okay.
All one word. Ondemand.com.
Okay. Excellent. And your name, Sandy Weaver Carmen. Okay, great.
And right there on the main page, you're seeing we're building a hospital, too.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, and because this is something that I actually have really been wanting to get into more because I have written so many articles. I've written articles on Associated Content website. I don't know if you're familiar
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also written on eHow. And I just have a slew of articles that I would love to turn into an ebook. So, I mean, that's something that I am really interested in trying to work with.
Well, it's just one of those things, smack them all together and put them in the order that makes the best sense and see what other writing needs to go around it. But it's really very simple, and it is anytime an author comes to me and says, I have a book, do you know anything about publishing? I, you know, give them to a couple of my friends who do internet marketing of books. Because that's the way it's going. You know, who wants to hold something that's going to hit you in the head when you fall asleep?
Exactly.
People are reading books. Books will never go away. Books are gorgeous. They're beautiful. They feel good in your hands. But they're not real portable. So it's nice to be able to throw an ebook on a Kindle if you have a Kindle. Or pull it up on, you know, save it on your computer and just read it on your computer when you have time. And don't, you know, print paper. And it's just so much... It's faster. It's like the instant gratification of publishing.
Now, how many different ways can you sell your ebook? I mean, I know you can obviously sell it from your website, but what are some of the other ways that you can get it out there?
Well, you can typically link it to any place that sells books. You can set up an account at Amazon.com and sell
really?
It through that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
know that. Okay. Cool.
You pop up, you know, pop up your own web page and then offer affiliate people to, you know, come and sell it for you too, make it an affiliate kind of a thing. So you end up with other people marketing it to make a little bit of money and you're making money. You can basically, if any web page that you have, you can stick it on there. And if you have a lot of bandwidth, you can have it downloadable from your own website. If you don't have a lot of bandwidth, I would seriously suggest you have it hosted someplace else. And ideally in a place like ShareFile.com where you can really retain tight control of the access to it so that it's hard for somebody to get in there and get it. And so somebody pays you $39.95
for your... ShareFile.com?
ShareFile.com, yeah. That's a great, just basically internet storage site. And you can set up, it's an HTTPS, so it's a secure site, and you just set up an account there, and you have, you know, there's four different levels, and if none of the levels suit you, they'll build you your own special level, whatever you need, they'll set up for you. And you can store your audio there, and say somebody pays you whatever you're asking for your audiobook, well, you don't want all that transfer page views on your or bandwidth on your own site because you're not paying for that and you'll get overage fees. You just send them to your page on ShareFile.com. And mine is, if you want to go see what it looks like, it's HTTPS and all the junk in there, voiceworkondemand.sharefile.com. And that you can see that they'll set it up to look like your website. It looks like a piece of your website. And then you send them there. You give them the login name. You give them the password. And once they've given you the money, they can go. They download it. Then you go right back in after them, and you change the password so nobody else can go and get it. Or you, I think you can set it up. I believe they have a way, because I don't use mine for e-commerce. I use mine strictly for delivering files to clients. So it doesn't matter. Each client has their own folder, and it doesn't matter that they go back three or four times to get the same piece of audio I've done for them. I'm not sure why they would want to. But for e-commerce, you would want to have a password that changes every time it's used.
Okay.
And I think ShareFiles can set that up for you. I'm not sure that they can, but I think that they can. I believe somebody has told me they can do that. So that would make that a great e-commerce solution.
Wonderful. Now, what about price? I mean, how do you – is there any type of rule or guidelines for setting your price for your e-book?
There probably is. I'm not usually on the pricing end of it because I'm on the talent end of it. Notwithstanding this cold that you hear tonight, I have nothing but nose. I'm usually just the one who gets paid to do the book or to do the audio e-courses or podcasts. So the pricing is completely up to the person who's offering it. The one caution that I would give you is that people don't value something that they don't feel like they've paid enough money for. You need to make sure that you price it at a point that it makes it look like you're worth something, because first of all, you are. You're offering them valuable information. Even if you're offering it for free in exchange for their email address, that's just a tasty tidbit. That's just enough to get them interested. You're not going to give them the whole pie for free. You're going to offer them a two or three bites of the pie for free in exchange for their email address. And then if they want the audio e-course, that might be, say, $40. For an 8-session e-course, and that's another, maybe it's a whole piece of the pie this time, but it's still not the whole pie, and maybe you can move them on in, and they want your audiobook now, and maybe your audiobook is, say, $49.95, and that still only gets them to about half of the pie, because what you really need to get them to is to be a monthly client or a weekly client. Or somebody who's going to come to one of your weekend retreats and learn all kinds of things from you in person. That's just pulling them into the sales funnel. And that's how having different levels of audio things to offer is a really, really great thing when you're doing internet marketing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, I know there are lots of different facets of internet marketing. And how familiar are you with some of the other facets of it?
Such as?
Well, I mean, I'm not very familiar with it myself. I mean, I know we talked about podcasting. I know we talked about some of the e-books. And I'm assuming if you have marketing materials, there's some kind of way you can get it out there or some kind of way that you can market it or, you know, get your information out there where people can have access to it.
You mean as printed materials or?
Well, with marketing materials or with, you know, for instance, some of the people here on Blog Talk Radio that are hosts, you know, other than podcasting? And how are some of the other, are you aware of some other methods where they can get their information out there? And, plus, I mean, MySpace, of course, Facebook, and some of those social networks are good methods for doing that. But are you aware of any others?
Dig and StumbleUpon, those sites are really invaluable for getting your information out there. Anytime you post anything on the internet, one is Dig, DIGG.com.
Okay.
Another one is StumbleUpon.com. Set up an account with each one of those and anything else that's like that. Twitter is like Dig on steroids, and it's much easier to use than Dig is. Dig is sort of like a place to post your stuff that's masquerading as a social network, and it is a social network for some people, but for most of the people who use it, it is a way to plaster your webpage in another place. So, for you, Kathy and Tony, each time you do a new radio show, as soon as that show has its own dedicated permanent link that you can click on, you know, the address, it's a permanent address for just that show, take it to Dig, take it to StumbleUpon, take it to MySpace, take it to LinkedIn, take it to Facebook, and just plaster it on there. As, hey, I want to share this with you, boom, boom. And the more places you put it, the more places the search engines are going to see it, which makes more big triangles. It's the whole series, the whole secret of internet marketing is making triangles to your web page. Connect your web page to at least two other high traffic web pages, and the spiders can't help but find you.
Right.
That just makes you show up in the searches so much faster and so much higher and with such a much better degree of relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sandy, I want to ask you this. When it comes to, you talked about the audio work, and there are a lot of folks out there who have the product and they think that they have, in our business, as you call it, the chops to do it. But speak a little of how important it really is to get someone to do it who can tell the story that they've written. Because sometimes it's not just the product, but the storyteller of the product that sells it. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. I will actually use one of my own clients, and I'm not going to say his name. He's a delightful man with a ton of fire and brimstone in his pen and paper. But when he stands up in front of the microphone, it all goes away. So he's got these beautiful, beautifully written pieces that he cannot sell. I don't know why he can't take what he's written and the passion that's in his own writing and make it come out of his mouth, but he can't. I've been coaching him and coaching him and coaching him, and his words are anathema to a lot of what I personally believe. They are not anywhere near my own belief structure. There's a lot of hatred in what he's writing, and there's a lot of anger. And I learned a long time ago that there's not a place for that in my life. But yet I can stand up and I can sell his words better than he can. It's not ever going to be the fact that he's going to have my voice do his things. I'm trying to teach him how to say his words. But that's in a very extreme example. When you think about it, when you think about the difference between somebody who has a good voice, there are a lot of people who get told, when you have a really good voice, you should be on the radio. And they might have a really good voice, but do they know how to use it? I have really good hands, but I cannot play the piano like Billy Joel. And I never will be able to. But I have great hands, you know, taking nothing away from my hands. I have great hands. I cannot play the piano. And I would not pretend to sit down and play the piano for somebody else. If you want something to really sell your message, it's best to have it professionally done. I say that and then I go, but here's the exception that proves the rule. I had a hypnotherapist in here a week ago Monday. And she wanted to do a hypnotherapy session that her weight loss clients could take with them, so that when they weren't with her and they had a craving or had, you know, were feeling like they were going to fall off the wagon, they could sit down and spend 30 minutes with virtual Nancy and have a hypnotherapy session. I don't believe that I could have been as effective on that piece of audio. So I was her editor. I was her producer. I produced her opens and closes to make the audio sound really professional. But I believe that Nancy herself, because she's a hypnotherapist and knows the pacing and knows the timing of the words and knows the tone of voice that's needed for that, She needed to be the one who said her words, and she did a beautiful job because I was almost hypnotized while I was listening to her.
Wow. That's excellent.
But it does. It makes, and it's not expensive. It is just not expensive to have your work done right. And when you get it done right, it's going to pay for itself.
Right. And that's really the point I wanted to make, because sometimes people don't really realize that small investment in the beginning will make a great deal of difference in the very end. I mean, when people are able to turn something on or hear something or see something and see that you've invested that little bit to make a big difference, it shows that you have value in your work and you care about your work. And a lot of folks understand that when you care about it, they're going to care about it also.
And when you show that you care about it, then they're not going to mind how much they're paying for it, because
Absolutely.
They know that there's value there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely agree.
Thank you, Tony. I worship at your feet.
And just kind of moving back to the podcasting situation a little bit, because I know this is something that I received a lot of emails about podcasting, and people just really want to understand, you know, how it works and that whole thing. And one of the questions that I got through email was, is there a fee or a charge to do podcasting?
The one thing that you have to really be careful of if you're going to set up a podcast is you've got to make sure that you've got the bandwidth for people to download it. Because heaven forbid your podcast becomes ridiculously popular and everybody on the planet is downloading it like a YouTube video.
It would want to happen.
Exactly. But if you only have a small amount of bandwidth, then you get overage charges and those rank up really fast. So one thing to think about before you set up a podcast is look at who's hosting your podcast sites. And there are podcast sites out there that host, and they'll have this level of service and that level of service and that level of service. Look for one that lets you grow as your podcast grows. But make sure that if you know you're going to start with at least 100 people listening every single day, know that if your typical pod is, let's say, 10 megabytes, if your typical podcast, and oh, by the way, can I just put in a little plug here? Make it less than that so that it's emailable. Figure out some way to either make the time work so that it comes in a short enough period of time that you're 10 megabytes, or make your quality of recording, your sample rate low enough. Please don't make it too low, but make it low enough that your audio can come in at under 10 megabytes for a finished pod, because then it can be emailed. And that's pretty cool, too. And anytime you put any audio out there, this is a mistake that I hear all the time. People do a podcast or they do a piece of audio. They put it out there. They've sent their little angel out into the world to do their work for them and find them new clients. They didn't put any contact information on it. My hypnotherapist client came with a fabulous script last week, and it had no contact information on it. And I said, how are you going to use this? Is it going to stay completely in your office? And she said, no. I said, is it going to stay completely in your control? No, I'm going to give it to my clients to use in between our sessions. I said, great, fine, let's write you an intro and an outro that includes your name and your website and your phone number and whatever contact information you want. Do not ever put a piece of audio out there without contact information on it. It needs your web address at minimum, so that if somebody who never downloaded your pod in the first place gets it emailed 14th hand, they can still find you. If they're listening to your compelling words and they're loving what they're hearing, they can easily find you. Don't ever put a piece of audio out that doesn't have your contact information on it. And under 10 megabytes is good, both from a bandwidth standpoint, so that if you get a lot of downloads, there's not a whole bunch of them. You know, if you've got 500 gig of space, you can have plenty of people listening to your pod every day. But if you've only got maybe 1 gig of space, you got to really watch your downloads, because those downloads add up really fast and you will get hit with overage charges. That's a fee you don't want, because that's a surprise fee.
Yeah, surprises aren't good.
No, they're not.
And I would even, you know, recommend that, and I'm not into podcasting yet, but I intend to get into it, but I would recommend, if you are looking for a good hosting service, a good podcast hosting service, to just investigate. Take some time to look into some of the ones that are, because there are a lot of them out there. And just
there
take time to kind of search around.
Absolutely. That is great advice, Kathy. And there is a book, it's either called The Podcaster's Bible or The Podcasting Bible. I have given it to my web mistress because she looked at it and said, oh, I need to see that. So I haven't even been through it yet. I got it and gave it to her almost immediately. But if you're interested, really. I'm sorry?
Do you know who it's by? Who it was written by?
I don't. It's sitting on Rose's desk. But if you just Googled either The Podcaster's Bible or The Podcasting Bible, mine came from Amazon.com. So it's out there. You can buy it. It's a huge book, and it's got way more than you ever wanted to know about podcasting, and all from the technical standpoint to the sales standpoint to the promotion standpoint to the making it work for all different kinds of business. It really looks like a fascinating book. I hope one of these days I get to read it.
So, you know, so just so that you guys understand that, you know, podcasting can be a wonderful thing. It can be a wonderful marketing tool for you, but you got to understand exactly how it works. So I encourage you to please do your homework. Do your homework before you jump out there into it.
That is fabulous advice, because more than a few people have been burned by the overage fees from their web hosting company.
Really?
Because so many people went and downloaded, and they went over their bandwidth. So
do they assign you bandwidth? I mean, do you know?
You sign up for it. You sign up for it. It's whatever hosting account you have signed up for. When I started my website, I use a teeny tiny piece of my website for the visible part of my website. I've got a huge back end of my website because I use it to store audio for clients and to upload and download for clients. So now I have moved to share files. So now I've got way more space than I need, but that's okay because I'll grow into it. But it's whatever hosting account you sign up for. If you sign up for a really tiny little space, then that's all you have, and you probably better not think about putting audio on it. If you've got a big, voluptuous amount of bandwidth for use every month, 500 gig a month is a lot of bandwidth, and you can probably play with some audio on that and be pretty careful. In the beginning stages of podcasting, particularly if you're being really proactive about making sure that you're out there every time you change the pod, you're putting it on all the social networks, you're Twittering it, you're putting it everywhere you possibly can, make sure that you're checking your bandwidth.
Twittering it? You can put your podcasting out on Twitter?
You just notice that it's there, yeah. You just Twitter, hey, I just posted a podcast, tiny URL here, and put the link there for, oh, absolutely. That is, you know, that's one of the huge fascinations of Twitter is anytime you do anything, stick it on there so that people have that link, because it works two ways. It drives traffic. People see it and go, hey, that sounds interesting. It also is just one more point of contact for those search engines to find a URL that relates to your content.
That's fabulous.
It's fun. I love internet marketing.
Now, do you offer courses, or tell us about some of your workshops and your courses that you offer to help people understand how this whole audio and podcasting?
Honestly, I have not. It's a really good idea to offer it as a course. This is one of those things that I took a crash course in because I had to know. I went from working in radio, which is a corporation, and I was in the creative side. I was on the air. I went from working in radio to running my own business. And it's a lot of the skill sets mesh, but a lot of the skill sets are totally different. And I had never had to pay attention to the internet piece of it. I'd never had to pay attention to the marketing piece of it. That was all done by other divisions in the stations that I worked at. So now all of a sudden it's, okay, Sandy, figure it out. And so I've had a good time, as you can kind of tell. I've had a good time figuring out how to do it. But it actually is a service that I offer to the clients that I work with. It's not an extra charge. It's just, hey, when you're doing this, let's talk about how you're going to use this audio. Let's talk about where you're going to put it. If you're going to put it on the internet, here are some things that you need to do to help people find it. That's just an added value for working with me. I have not offered it for sale, but maybe one of these days I'll feel like expert enough to be able to do that.
Now, one of the people in the chat room, a very, very good friend of mine, Bridget, she's asking if are you familiar with any resources or any organizations that you could hire to help put your materials on podcasting?
Well, I can do it.
Set it up. Set it up.
There probably are, but I've not worked with any of them, so I would hate to. I would hate to mention some, but that would be
and
one
I,
of those. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking there may be some, and that's probably another a Google search that you could probably do to find that out.
Right, and it's probably one of those things where you could probably. I think there's oh, gosh, is it PodSpot? I'm sitting at my computer right now. Let me see. It's been a while since I went running around looking for podcasting. Mypodspot.com. Oh, no, it's a future page. They're not there yet. No wonder I couldn't remember what it was. But, yeah, running around on Google, just running around the internet, just I would say really be careful and compare. Make sure you're comparing apples to apples for a pricing service. There are a lot of companies that will put your audio up, but they'll put it up at 12 kilobits per second. And if you want to know how bad that sounds, try talking through a kazoo. It's just awful. So anything that you sign up for, if you can't have a 30-day free trial, go away.
I agree.
Always look for the 30-day free trial. Always look for something that will let you test it before you buy it.
Yeah. Great advice.
That's always the best thing to do.
Yeah. Now,
but, Bridget, that's probably a good way to do it.
Absolutely. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left, and I would like for you to talk about Miss Sandy has been so gracious to offer a few prizes that she would like to give away. So I'm going to give you the floor, Sandy, so you can tell our listeners about this wonderful offering you have.
Well, in my years in radio, I've gotten to give away a whole bunch of really exciting things. And so it occurred to me this afternoon, and thank you so much for responding to my last-minute email. It occurred to me this afternoon, dang, I should have offered some prizes. I'm sorry it's not $10,000. I wish it could be $10,000, but it's not. I'm offering my services, and if the winner has audio, say 30 minutes of audio that they would like to have edited and turned into a really nice finished product, then I will do that. So they can have a finished article or podcast. You know, they're up to 30 minutes. It's fine if they've already got the audio and they've written it and they've recorded it and it's their voice and they just want me to polish it up and edit it up and maybe do a custom intro and outro for them, that's fine. Or say they have maybe 5 pages of script that they want to turn into something but they don't want it to be in their voice, I'll do it in my voice and I'll make it just polished and finished. Basically, it's what the winner wants inside those constraints. 30 minutes of their own audio I will edit and clean and make pretty, or 5 pages of their own scripts I will turn into, if it wants to be 5 different articles, that's fine. Not a problem. It's let's give away 5 of those. Let's pick 5 people to win either editing services or audio services.
Okay. All right. So the way we're going to do this, because as I stated, in the year 2009, we're going to have a lot of exciting offerings and a lot of exciting surprises, and this is one of them. Yay. So we would like for you to write in, put your name in the hat, and once you write in, we're going to give you a week. And on next week's show, we will announce 5 people. Oh, that's so funny. They're saying, pick me in the chat room. But write me, send me an email. I'm going to put my email address in the chat room here. And let me know that you want your name in the hat, and we will put it in there, and we will announce the 5 winners next week's show.
Oh, I look forward to seeing what I get to do. That will be fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a lot of fun, absolutely a lot of fun. So, and, you know, I absolutely think that's a wonderful offering, Sandy. I mean, that is really nice of you to offer that.
Well, thank you.
This is something that we just decided today. I mean, we have a lot of, the Living by Design show has a lot of surprises in store, but this was one that just happened to come about today. So there you have it.
Yeah, it just popped up. It was one of those things where I was looking at your website going, oh, man, I wish I had a book to give away. And then I thought, well, heck, I have some expertise to give away. Let's do that.
Absolutely. Expertise. Hey, sometimes expertise is even better than a book.
Well,
because
the cool
book, you're going to read a book, and then you're going to be done with it, but expertise, you're going to take that knowledge away and be able to use it in your business.
Exactly. And you're going to have a little piece that's going to be like your little angel that you can send out. It can be something that you hand to your clients. Maybe you have a sales staff and you want them to be better at closing sales, and you've written an article about closing sales. I'll make you a nice little audio piece that they can listen to on the way to their sales calls. It's whatever the winner wants, and they can use it however they want to, but it's fun.
That is really going to be wonderful. So please look forward to that, listeners, and if you want, as again, we just had a few new people that came in the chat room, so if you want to put your name in the hat, I am going to, once again, put my email address here in the chat room, and anybody that wants to receive those wonderful services, I will exempt myself from it. I'm kind of tempted, but I will exempt myself from the offer.
Now, Kathy, I won't tell anybody if Kathy Holloway Hill happens to win.
No. I want my listeners. My listeners are so very important to me. And as I stated before, this is the year of empowerment. We are going to live our life by design in 2009. I love that, too. So growing your business is extremely important. And I know that's something that everyone shares that objective, is to grow your business, not only grow your business, but grow yourself as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're not the best that you can be, then you can't run a successful business. So we have to really be diligent, and we have to really be committed to being the best that we can be. I don't want to hear any more of those excuses about, oh, well, I've always been this way. Oh, well, I don't know how. Oh, well, I don't have any energy. Oh, well, I'm tired. Or, oh, well, whatever the oh, well is. We need to get rid of that oh well, people. We need to get rid of that oh well. So let's just do this.
Anything that doesn't help you reach your goal is an excuse.
Absolutely.
So
I 100% agree.
Yep, just get rid of the excuses and reach your goal. It's just that easy.
Yep. That's absolutely the and that's the case in all aspects of your life.
Absolutely.
I mean, whether it's reaching a business goal or whether it's reaching a personal goal, or whether it's reaching an emotional goal, or whatever the goal is in your life, if you want to do it, you'll do it. You just have to want it bad enough.
Exactly.
There are no excuses.
Nope. Or there are, but you have to understand that if you sit around making excuses, you are the one who is the roadblock to your own success.
Absolutely. You're standing in the shadow of your own sunshine.
Yep. Not fun.
Not fun at all. So we are winding down, and I want to thank you so very much, Sandy. You have just been a wonderful guest. You've been a wealth of knowledge, and you are just such a dear friend, and I'm really grateful to you for coming on and talking about all these extremely important products and methods of growing your business and understanding the internet and just getting out there and get your materials out there. So this is fabulous.
Well, it was my pleasure to help. And, Kathy, thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. And, Tony, too, appreciate the great questions. Thank you.
No problem at all. So we are going to go ahead and sign off for now. And, again, I'm going to leave you and remind you to send me your name to my email address, and we will put your name in the hat, and we will make the announcement next week's show for the 5 winners for Sandy Services, and you really don't want to miss out on that. That's going to be great. So thank you guys for joining us this evening. We're going to sign off for now. Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you to all my listeners, my loyal listeners. Be sure and tune in for all the surprises that we have coming and all the upcoming guests that we have in tap for you. I think you're going to really, really, truly enjoy it. So you all have a wonderful evening. We will see you next week. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, signing off for now.